What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here with Anthony Villar. Anthony, yesterday you came up with a big two-out, two-strike, and two-run double that ultimately ended up deciding the game. What was your mindset through that at-bat?
That mindset. I mean, I just saw they went to the bullpen after they loaded up the bases to bring in the lefty. I just tried to stay within myself, honestly, and not try to do too much. I kind of fouled the first two pitches off to the third base side a little early on the slider, but third one, he threw it a little down and in, and I was able to put a good barrel on it and hit it over the first baseman's head.
They brought in a lefty just to face you in that moment. So how does it feel to have ruined their game plan?
It feels good. They usually do it to Romeo, but yesterday they did it to me, and it worked out in our favor. So it feels good to get the win and get that hit for us yesterday.
Now, earlier this year, you also hit a game-winning home run on Chonkla night back in April. Yesterday was Chonkla night. There always seems to be a different energy in the ballpark. Would you agree here at the Wolf?
I do not remember the home run at all. Actually, I do now. It was Romeo also hit a home run that night.
In the same inning.
I remember it.
The Miami
remember
boys.
It now. Yeah, there you go. Miami on Latin nights. There you go.
But what about the energy in the ballpark? Do you feel it on those Thursday
nights? Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. That's a lot of fun. Just being around the guys throughout the whole game, every game, we try to have as much fun as we can, have as much energy. Jose Espada is always in the locker room playing music and getting everybody going before the game. So we're always ready to go before the game.
Now, on Sunday in Arkansas, you made a couple spectacular plays at second base to save the game, including in extra innings with the bases loaded. You are switching back and forth between catching and second base, but in a moment like that, how does it feel to make a play like that?
Awesome. It feels amazing, especially to help out the pitchers. And in that type of game where it's extra innings and it's close and it's been a tough week and a lot of games have been close last week, it feels good. Especially when offensively I'm not where I want to be, I can still hold up my end defensively. But last week it felt good to have another good week. I think we had back-to-back weeks that we went 5-1 the last 2 weeks. Now we're just trying to finish out the first season strong and pull away, get into first place here in the coming games.
Now, last year when you got called up to San Antonio, you were mostly catching. You caught 20 games and just played three up the middle. This year it's been a bit of a switch, mostly up the middle, but you're still catching. Mm-hmm. How are you able to balance both of those?
Honestly, keeping my mind in the space of I'm able to do both, and at any time I can do both. Even if I'm playing that day second base, in my mind I still have the possibility of me going into catch in the ninth or tenth inning like I did last night. You know, pinch run for Valenzuela, and we need a catcher, and Hoffman goes at the second base. Like, before the game even starts, I'm already thinking of what could happen later in the innings, being ready for that, and kind of watching the hitters throughout the game to kind of know what I want to throw them if I end up coming to catch, or if not, what I want to throw them the next day too. So
you're always studying, always doing your homework.
Yeah.
Well, you got a taste of Double-A last year. Now this has been, you're a complete star. You've been with the Missions all year. What do you think is the biggest lesson you've learned?
I think staying as consistent as possible, even if you're not doing it physically and on the field, just mentally. It's a long year. I think Christian Yelich said it. It takes a long time to have a good year, and it takes a long time to have a bad year. So I think just staying as consistent as possible, mentally and physically, in the weight room, on the field, with your work, and just trying to have fun out here and play the game the right way.
Awesome. Well, Anthony Villar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.